Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, everyone. We're picking up with day 5 of our Better Together devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to pick up with the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, and it says this. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God.
The devotional is titled, Exhort Consistently, and it starts with a quote by Charles Swindoll. Friendship is not threatened by honest criticism. It is strengthened. People often think that exhortation and encouragement are synonymous. That is partially true. Exhortation is encouragement, but it is so much more. In the original Greek language, the word for exhort in Hebrews 3:13 is parakaleo. It means to admonish, advise, warn, challenge, teach, console, and yes, encourage. On any given day, there is a part of exhortation that is easier for us, teaching, consoling, and encouraging. But the harder part of exhortation is where we admonish, advise, warn, or challenge someone. What makes this difficult is that people don't always want to hear what we have to say, even the people in our community. So let's discuss both aspects of exhortation. The first is admonish and challenge appropriately. We are never short on people's advice at any time. Everyone has their own opinions about almost everything. And that is basically what it means to admonish someone, to offer them advice or a warning. But admonishing or challenging someone with, quote, wisdom of the world is not good enough. We must be grounded in what our God says in order to offer the life-giving wisdom from His word. If we care about the people in our close-knit community, we must be willing to offer our thoughts and advice to them, even if our words are unpopular. And we must also want the same done in return. Just like we need to offer godly counsel, we also need to receive it as well. And the next is encourage and teach continually. This world we live in is full of challenges and struggles. It is so difficult to keep a positive outlook when much around us is negative. When we encourage someone, we are instilling courage in them. It's as if we are giving them some of our courage when we do this. We all need this, even the people who are really good at encouraging others. So, let's speak life and godly wisdom into someone's character, circumstances, and trials. According to Hebrews 3:13, if we don't encourage others, we will become deceived by sin. If we don't receive the encouragement we need, our spirits will be spiritually malnourished. Let's not be afraid to be distributors and recipients of exhortation from the people in our community. It will make us better versions of ourselves for God's glory, as well as deepen our earthly friendships.
Yeah, that's so good. And just want to give you guys a heads up. Forgive me if I laugh a little bit during this devotional, because I'm sure there's going to be some funny stories of Tori and I having our pride hurt.
Yes.
Because one thing I've come to realize that it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. It's the tone that matters, right, babe?
Sure is.
It's the tone.
Yeah.
And so your tone can have a big role in how you're either building someone up or tearing them down.
Yeah.
Because I have absolutely said stuff to Tori with the best and sweetest intentions you could ever imagine. And they weren't received that way, probably because of my tone.
Oh, yep.
And I've also probably said stuff that was a little bit more harsh, a little bit harder to digest, I guess I would say. Because I don't, not harsh as in like I'm being mean, but like, no, like real.
The you admonish know, and challenge appropriately like part.
Very, very challenging.
Yeah.
But I did it in a way where she felt respected and honored by it.
Yeah.
We actually are going to share a funny story about that on YouTube soon, about the whole getting pregnant journey.
Yes.
But I'm constantly being reminded of how important it is that we need to look forward to those moments where we receive whether it's positive affirmation or hard to receive criticism, mm-hmm. but because this is a good thing, just what scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
Yeah.
And you, literally, if you understand how sharpening iron works, is they hit against each other.
Yeah, there's
you
know? Friction.
There's friction happening, mm-hmm. and they become better. They become sharper.
Right.
But we have to do so in a way that's edifying to God and the way he desires for us to talk to people.
Yeah, and there's such a balance between this entire devotional with encouraging and teaching, but also admonishing and challenging. There has to be a balance inside of your relationships. If you're constantly only challenging someone, but you're never encouraging them, then maybe that's an interesting friendship dynamic. You have to have both. It's almost like sometimes we talk about when you're having an argument, let's just be real. It's like the Oreo where it's like the compliment.
Sandwich.
Yeah, the sandwich where it's like you give the encouragement and then you're like, okay, but I think you could work on this. And then it ends with some encouragement as well. And, you know, it's so cool the way that God also does this with us. God encourages us, but he also disciplines us and he gives us conviction through the Holy Spirit. And we're supposed to, you know, act like that inside of our community. We don't want to be the friends that just tickle the ears of our friends. We want to be the people who can speak truth in love. But there's a quote, and I can't remember who said it. I think it was Christine Kane, but it was one of my favorite things. We cannot avoid truth in the name of love. We just need to get better at speaking truth in love. Because I think a lot of people don't want to say it because they want to be loving. Mm-hmm. But I think you told me this example forever ago, but if you saw a blind person walking off a cliff, and you don't say anything because you don't want to make them feel bad about being blind.
Or you don't want to assume that they are.
Yes. That's not loving because you're walking someone or watching someone walk into something dangerous, right? And so we have to think about that when it comes to our community. If we see a friend walking into a dangerous situation, walking into a toxic relationship.
Mindset.
A mindset too. Like there's so many different examples we could throw at you, but we're not in your life, but I'm sure something is popping up. We have to be those people who have the courage to speak truth in a way that is loving. And it's, and like I said, it's a balance, but it's a beautiful balance.
Yeah. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 16:24. And it says this, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul. And the thing that I really love about that piece of scripture is that honey is the only food that doesn't go bad.
Right.
And so when you kind of apply it to this scripture, like kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul.
They never go bad.
Kind words do not go bad on our community's ears or to their soul.
Right.
And kind words don't always mean that we're just like complimenting someone.
Right.
Like, you know, if you just say, hey, you look nice today. Yes, that's kind. Absolutely. Right. Or like letting someone pull in front of you in, you know, in a car parking lot. Yes, that's kind. But kindness can also come out in ways where you are having that gentle rebuke with that friend.
Right.
And you're being honest and real with them. But you can do it in a way that's kind. And that way it doesn't go bad. It doesn't spoil on them.
Right.
But yet it's sweet to their soul.
Totally.
You ready to pray sign out?
I am. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, this topic can be hard sometimes because it requires us to drop our pride in order to receive correction, to receive criticism in a loving way, Lord. So we just pray that you would help us with that if we're in community that needs to speak into us in that way. Lord, and would you empower us to be that kind of friend who isn't scared to speak your truth in love. Lord, we want to do it in the right way. We want to be the people we want to have in community. So would you help us? Would you build us up? Would you strengthen us to be that person that you want us to be inside community? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord.
Yes, and y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Arrivederci.